I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, June 16th. Police said they are investigating the Friday deaths of two people in Milton as a potential murder-suicide. Happened just after 7:30 p.m. on Blue Hills Parkway. State and Milton police responded to the scene and found two people suffering from stab wounds. Both victims were taken to nearby hospitals where they later died. They've now been identified as 28-year-old Rose Lamour of Milton and 35-year-old Stanley Monteperos of Florida. The pair were dating and had one child. Investigators said early evidence points to a murder-suicide. Police did not say what led to the incident. Milton and state police are investigating. A woman was being treated for injuries after being struck by a hit-and-run driver in Quincy on Saturday afternoon. Police say the woman in her 30s was hit near 141 Newport Avenue in Wollaston at 3 p.m. on Saturday. She was taken to South Shore Hospital with leg and facial injuries. Police are now searching for a blue Jeep Wrangler that was being driven by a white male in connection with that incident. Police said the license plate came back to a rental car. Two women are facing charges of stealing a delivery man's car in Quincy and then bringing it back. Police say two teenage women stole the car from the apartment complex at 95 West Quantum Street yesterday morning. A Walmart delivery driver had left the car running and went in to make a delivery when the car was stolen. Police say the women drove the car to Medford, then came back. Police spotted them driving over the Neponset River Bridge and arrested them in front of the apartment complex. Well, tonight is the last scheduled meeting of the Quincy City Council before their summer break, and it's expected to be a busy one. Officials will be voting on a large number of year-end transfers, as well as requests for over $2.9 million worth of historic preservation, recreation, and open space projects from the Community Preservation Fund. Also on the agenda are proposals to add two properties on Granite Street to the Housing Development Incentive Plan, which would allow tax breaks for the Grossman companies for new development. A proposal to sell the property at 1620 Hancock Street in Quincy Center to a developer, and proposals to create transit-oriented development zones around the Crown Colony Office Park and the North Quincy T Station. The meeting begins at 6:30 at City Hall. Councilor at Large Nina Liang is expected to be filling in for Council President Ian Kane. A proposal for a five-story, 48-unit apartment complex in West Quincy has been approved by the Zoning Board of Appeals. Officials last week unanimously approved of the plan to tear down the existing structures at 92 Willard Street and put up the new developments with parking underneath. Attorney Ed Fleming says despite neighbor concerns about negative impacts on traffic and parking, the development will improve the area. Now, the developer has agreed to donate a historic granite house on that lot to the city, which will disassemble it, move it to the Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum, and then reassemble it. The mayor is seeking over $900,000 in community preservation funds for that project. Well, the fifth annual Eat, Drink, Model fundraiser for South Shore Stars will be held Tuesday from 5 to 8 p.m. on the Marina Bay Boardwalk. The event will benefit Quincy Stars early education and after-school programs. The Dana-Farber Cancer Institute will host the Bloom Resource Van for free skin cancer screenings this Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Kennedy Center in Quincy. You can call 617-376-1023 to register. Other news today, Boston Red Sox all-star slugger Rafael Devers has been traded to the San Francisco Giants. In exchange for Devers, the Giants will send starting pitchers Jordan Hicks and Kyle Harrison to Boston, along with two minor leaguers. Devers was part of the Red Sox 2018 World Series championship team and is a three-time All-Star. He signed a massive contract extension with the Red Sox ahead of the 2023 season, and the Giants will assume most of his remaining $313 million deal. The Sox are set to play the Giants in San Francisco starting on Friday. The Red Sox were reportedly unhappy with Devers' reaction to being moved to a full-time designated hitter role and his refusal to adapt to other positions, such as first base, after Tristan Cass's injury. Workers who staff the concession stands at Fenway Park and its MGM Music Hall have voted to authorize a strike, but are continuing to work for now. Local 26 said it's been trying to negotiate a deal with Fenway's food contractor, Aramark, since the first of the year. The union's contract expired on December 31st of last year. According to the union, 95% of workers voted to authorize a strike during yesterday's vote. However, the workers have not yet walked out. The workers include about 700 cashiers, cooks, beer sellers, and souvenir vendors. The vote also applies to workers at MGM Music Hall at Fenway Park. The union said key issues in the negotiations include wages, technology, and scheduling. The workers contend they make less than $20 per hour, which is less than the major league standard. The union cited Marlins Park in Miami as an example, claiming that workers at the stadium earn $2.73 more per hour, while a beer at the Florida ballpark costs $5.65 less than at Fenway. The Massachusetts legislature voted to set the annual sales tax holiday for Saturday, August 9th and Sunday, August 10th. During the holiday, the suspension of the state's 6.25% sales tax applies to most retail items priced under $2,500. A 2018 state law made the sales tax holiday permanent, requiring the legislature to vote annually to set the dates of the holiday. According to the Department of Revenue, the 2024 sales tax holiday generated $3.45 million in indirect tax revenues due to increased economic activity. The holiday is an added break as families begin to shop for the back-to-school season, supporting local small businesses and retailers. For a list of eligible purchases for the tax break, you can visit the Department of Revenue's website. A check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back on Friday. The Dow sank 769, the NASDAQ lost 255, and the S&P dropped 68. Asian shares rose today, and oil prices extended gains on worries that escalating Iran-Israel tensions could disrupt the flow of crude around the world. The dollar is up, the euro rose, oil at $73 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the Yankees 2-0, completing a sweep of that series. They're in Seattle tonight at 9:40. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service. Some morning clouds and fog and some sunny breaks later with a high of 72. For tonight, cloudy and a low 59. Tomorrow, clouds and some afternoon showers with a high of 72 degrees. Wednesday, some morning showers and a high of 82. And Thursday, partly sunny and hot, high 90 degrees. Out on the water, waves 1 to 2 feet, an east wind at 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide at 4:04 p.m. Sunrise 5:06, sets at 8:22. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, June 16th.